Welcome back to the ICA podcast. I'm Steve Prines, the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. Today I'm going to answer a question that came from Kathy in Fresno, California. And before I answer that question, I do want to add, keep those questions coming in. We're getting quite a few of them, and we'll take as many as we can in upcoming podcasts. So Kathy from Fresno asks us, can you guys give me any tips on how to handle the client? It seems like sometimes they are telling me how to do my job, and other times it seems like they don't really care about the inspection. I also have had clients that seem to get too excited about anything I tell them, even small stuff like a dripping faucet or a loose railing. I'm really liking this profession, but some of these people are loony. Well, Kathy, I tend to think that these types of clients are kind of makes this profession fun. And, you know, in a perfect world, I guess everybody would just come in. They were even keeled. They'd listen to you. They'd pay you. They'd go away. They'd never bother you again. But, of course, in the real world, people come from all different walks of life. They have different levels of education. They have different experiences and different backgrounds. And this is really what makes the profession fun in many, many ways. Earlier this year, I did a couple of podcasts in which I talked about war stories, really goofy clients, and really this makes for good conversation, you know, around the dinner table at home, or if you go to any home inspection association meetings, guys and gals are always eager to talk about their war stories, talk about their odd clients. But I do want to answer your question more specifically than that. Let's talk about, in general, just handling the client. Now, I don't know your background. I know that you're a newer home inspector having recently completed our program. I'm glad to hear that you're getting some home inspections. That's all good news. One of the things I don't know is your age. And that's important. It shouldn't be, but it is. I'll give you an example. I once decided to hire a younger guy. Now, he was really 21 or 22, but he didn't have a lot of beard growth. He's just one of those individuals that looks quite a bit younger. He really looked like he was about 17 or 18. In fact, truthfully, when I first met him, when he came into my office, I thought he was about 18. But when I talked to him and found out his background, his knowledge, and his maturity, I thought he would be a great home inspector. And as it turns out, his dad was a residential contractor, a very successful one, and this particular young man that I hired to be a home inspector, he had worked with his dad since he was about 12 or 13. He sure knew his way around a house, and it wasn't just with carpentry either. He knew heating, he knew plumbing, he was even pretty strong in electrical. In fact, I would have been stupid to not hire this guy. But as I said, he looked young. And even though he did a really, really good job, a couple of times over the few years that he worked for me, I would get calls from clients. One time, actually during the inspection, in fact, a client called me. He went out to his car, jumped on his cell phone, and said, "What'd you send this kid out here for? I'm not paying that kind of money to get a kid. I want you to send a mature, experienced home inspector out here." And I had to just talk the client down and say, you know, there's the kid's background and blah, 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 blah. I did manage to get the guy calmed down. And to his credit, this client actually called me up at some point after the inspection and told me that he really had spoken out of turn, that my inspector had really done a good job and really changed his opinion of my inspector. But a couple of other times, I did have clients simply call at some point after the inspector and say, you know, didn't really appreciate your sitting such a young guy, although it seems like he did a pretty good job. But they just had to say something about it. I think they were just concerned that a younger person just wouldn't have enough experience or enough knowledge to be able to do a proper job on a home inspection. That's why I bring that up, Kathy. I don't know your age. I don't know your background. So if you are a younger person, that probably is not helping you. Now, I'm also going to be very honest. From your name, I assume you're a female. We don't see a lot of females in this profession. We certainly should have many more females working in the home inspection profession, but for whatever reason, we don't. And I really mean that because there are plenty of females in the building trades. So females are severely underrepresented in the home inspection ranks. But because we don't see a lot of females, and because whether we like it or not, a lot of men just, you know, really are chauvinistic. I don't know if I've used that word for a few years, but you know what we mean by that. I mean, there's a lot of guys just don't think women know anything about buildings or construction, and that may occasionally give you some difficulty. Now, I think most people are open-minded, and if you do a nice, thorough job as a home inspector and you appear knowledgeable, I think that even the most jaded male client can be turned around by your performance. And again, I think for the most part, as soon as you appear to be in charge of the home inspection and really doing the job in a way that looks like it knows what you're doing, then I think that you're not going to have any trouble with the majority of male clients and certainly with the majority of female clients. So let's move to that next point I just said, taking charge. You have to really take charge of your home inspection. It's your inspection. It's not the owner's inspection. It's not the client's inspection, even though you're working for the client. It's certainly not a real estate agent's inspection. It's your inspection. You were there to do a job, and you have to do that job the way you feel it should be done. And you have to have that attitude. If somebody else doesn't particularly like the way you're doing your job, that's too bad. And that's the attitude you have to have. So you certainly can't worry about what real estate agents think about you, and you can't worry about what the current owner may think about you if they're around during the home inspection. You're only concerned about getting the job done properly for your client. Taking charge of the inspection really comes with experience. I don't know how many home inspections you've done, but it's probably not too many yet because I know that you're a newer home inspector. When you've gotten to 100 inspections or 200 inspections, you're going to really feel a difference in your own mental approach to the home inspection process. When you've done 10 inspections, you're going to realize how much you learned over the previous 9 inspections. And when you get to 100 inspections, you're going to realize how much more you've learned. And for most inspectors I've talked to over the years, seems to be pretty general agreement. It's going to be somewhere between 50 and 100 inspections before you really feel confident about what you're doing as a home inspector. And when you feel confident, that shows up in your demeanor. Your client will see that in you. They will see that you're confident about what you're doing. And so that's going to certainly help with handling the client. And one of the things you had mentioned is that it seems like sometimes the client is trying to tell you how to do your job. I suspect that's simply because of your inexperience at this point, and perhaps you are not sending off those positive, confident vibes to your client. They may feel you are a little bit timid, and that's why they're trying to tell you how to do your job, especially if they have some type of a trades background. Now, when it comes to clients who don't really seem to care about the home inspection, that's their problem. When a potential client calls you up and said they're interested in having you given a price for a home inspection, and you go through that whole process and then you book the inspection, generally, you should tell the client that they are invited to be at the inspection. And in fact, you really should tell them that you would like to have them at the inspection because it is of great benefit for the client to be able to see what you see and have you explain things to them and have them be able to ask questions about the defects that you're finding or the maintenance issues or even about the good condition of the home. That can all be discussed before you all leave the job site. And it's certainly a lot easier for the client to go through your home inspection report if they've been at the inspection. No matter how many pictures you use in your report, if the client has been there, those pictures will mean a lot more to them. That's about all you can do is invite the client to the home inspection. You can't hold their hand. You can't drag them through the house. If they don't want to get involved with the inspection, that's their problem. Don't worry about it. I've been in lots of home inspections where the client showed up and they end up having coffee with the current owner or chatting with the real estate agent. Now, I should mention that I'm in the Chicago area, and in our area of the country, it's very common for real estate agents to be at the home inspection. In most areas of the country, real estate agents do not typically come to the home inspection, or if they do, they merely stop by for a few moments. But in the Chicago area, we commonly have real estate agents at the home inspection for the entire duration of the inspection. Well, because of that, I've had many inspections where the client chats with the real estate agent for the whole inspection. They don't really come around to look at what I'm doing. at the beginning of the inspection, I invite them to do that. If they don't choose to come along, that's their problem. I'm not going to chase them around and say, hey, take a look at this, take a look at that. Now, I will say that if I find something particularly major or just, you know, something that's really a big safety concern, I sometimes will seek out those clients and ask them to come look at what I'm really concerned about. But for the most part, if they don't want to come along, it's up to them. I might also mention that you never really know by looking at a client who's going to be interested in the home inspection and who won't be. And I know it's a pretty typecast thing to think that if you have a couple, in other words, a guy and a lady buying a home, it's a pretty typecast thing to expect the guy to be interested in the home inspection and the lady to not be interested, but nothing could be further from the truth. I've done many home inspections over the years where a couple showed up and it was the wife or the lady of the couple that accompanied me around on the home inspection and asked all sorts of questions about maintenance and so forth. And the guy hung back and talked to the real estate agent or sat on the couch or watched TV. So you can never judge simply by looking at a client when they show up who's going to be interested in the home inspection and who will not be interested. You can't tell by gender, you can't tell by race or anything else. You really have no idea. Now, Kathy, you mentioned that you've had clients that seem to get a little bit too excited about the home inspection process. That's very common. Think about it this way. You would hope that if someone's getting ready to buy a house, that they're excited to buy it. In my experience, it's typically been younger buyers. They get overly excited about things that you show them during a home inspection. And that's simply because they're not experienced. It probably is their first home. So they're all excited about the potential of moving into that home and into that neighborhood. They can't wait to have their own place. They probably are living in an apartment or possibly even with their parents. So they're just all jacked up about everything. And when you tell them about, hey, here's where to change your furnace filter, that's all new to them. And they're all excited about that. And sure, they're going to say, wow, change it every month? Oh, absolutely. And if you show them a loose railing, wow, was that a big deal to fix? Oh my gosh, that doesn't sound safe. They're simply excited because of lack of experience. As a newer inspector, you might be seeing this already when you market yourself to real estate agents. And of course, I don't even know that you do market yourself to real estate agents, but we certainly do talk about that in our course. And you'll find that when you start marketing to real estate agents, they are often concerned about how you handle first-time buyers because experienced agents know that first-time buyers are excited, they're nervous, and they're skittish. So the best thing to do when you have clients that seem to get a little bit too excited during the home inspection, whether they're first-time buyers or even if they're experienced buyers, even if they're older folks, the best thing to do is try to just remain very calm. If they seem to be getting overly excited, perhaps you even say to them, well, you know, this really is not a big issue. This is not expensive to repair. This is not expensive to replace. This is not a difficult thing to take care of. And simply try to use those types of terms, calming language. Now, obviously, if you find something that is an issue, you shouldn't downplay it. You need to tell people it's an issue. But as an experienced home inspector, I try to never get anybody too excited. I try to be even keel all the time, even when I find a very important issue. As an example, if I was to find a major structural issue with the foundation, as an inspector, I'm not going to get excited about that. I'm not going to run to the client and say, oh my gosh, this foundation's caving in. I hope the house doesn't collapse. That would be the last thing I would say. I'm simply going to show them what I found. I'm going to tell them that it does appear to be a significant issue, and I'll make my recommendations for them to have it evaluated by a foundation contractor or possibly a structural engineer, and I'll answer any questions they have, again, in a very even-keeled manner, and then we'll move on from it. If the client gets really excited and they want to say, oh my gosh, the house is going to cave in, well, I'll try to tell them, if they'll give me a chance, that I seriously doubt the house is going to cave in or that we're in any danger, but if they want to get excited, sometimes there's not a lot you can do about it. I did mention that I talked about goofy clients in a couple of previous podcasts, and in one of those podcasts, I did talk about a client that literally ran out of the house. He was all excited about an issue. There's nothing you can do about that. Those are the things, Kathy, that you just learn to enjoy, truthfully, as a home inspector. It simply breaks up the home inspection. And you know, home inspections typically aren't ever really monotonous or boring. Every house is different. Every client's different. And the defects you find, certainly you're going to find a lot of the same defects, but you're going to find some interesting defects as well. So it shouldn't get boring, but if people act kind of goofy, so much the better. I'm all for it. It's just something to really laugh about on your way home. So again, Kathy, I think it just really comes down to ultimately gaining experience as a home inspector. When you get enough home inspections under your belt, so to speak, you're going to feel really confident. That confidence will just kind of exude right out of you. You'll feel really good about yourself. You'll have a very confident approach to the home inspection that will demonstrate to the client that you know what you're doing. And I think over time, and not a lot of time, I think, you know, just getting another 20 or 30 inspections, you're going to start to feel pretty comfortable. And you'll start to get to the point where clients won't be bothering you too much about how you should be doing your job. And you'll learn how to handle the excitable clients. And if clients are bored of the inspection, again, that's their problem. You know what? As long as they pay at the end of the inspection, they can do whatever they want, as long as they don't damage the house. Because remember, the customer is always right. So Kathy, I hope that makes you feel a little bit better about things, or at least maybe I've cleared up some of the confusion that maybe you've had about it. I certainly think that you're doing the right thing. You just need to gain experience, really, and gain confidence. So that about wraps up today's podcast. As always, we really appreciate your listening in. We really appreciate your participation in our podcast by sending in questions, and we'll continue to address your questions in future podcasts. But for now, it's time to go. Thanks very much.